is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is day one of the Democratic National Convention, and there isn't much suspense. Delegates have already nominated Vice President Harris to run for the number one spot. Former Biden aide Anita Dunn is part of a super PAC that supports her.
The agendas that people need to look at that are important in 2024 are Trump's Project 2025, which is a very radical extremist agenda for this country, and what Vice President Kamala Harris is offering, which is a positive agenda to move forward and also to unify this country, which is what I think people are really looking for.
President Biden speaks at the convention tonight. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Pennsylvania before he takes his campaign south and west. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is in York, PA.
Trump is planning a battleground state blitz, speaking about crime in Michigan, national security in North Carolina, and immigration in Arizona. He'll also go out to Nevada to tout his no tax on tips policy.
Secretary of State Blinken met with Israel's prime minister today. Benjamin Netanyahu described their 3 hours of talks as positive. CBS's Remy Innocencio from Tel Aviv.
There is new pessimism coming from both Israel and Hamas. Last night, Netanyahu said there were no high chances for a deal and said that Hamas was sabotaging talks. Then Hamas said Netanyahu was the one sabotaging talks because the latest proposal has conditions that Hamas would find pretty much impossible to accept.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's incursion into Russia is meant to disrupt the Kremlin's ability to wage war. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg spoke with a man in Moscow.
What exactly is victory in this war, I ask him. Victory is when there'll be peace, he says.
2 weeks after Ukrainian troops crossed into the Kursk region, they claimed to control hundreds of square miles. In western Connecticut, to 10 inches of rain have triggered flash flooding that's washed out roads in places like Oxford. Tow truck driver Chaz Bradley's been busy rescuing stuck drivers.
On this road alone, it looked almost like an apocalypse. There are cars stranded everywhere. It has gone down some. There are some of the secondary roads that are still pretty bad.
40 people had to be rescued from a state park, and a mudslide forced evacuations in Danbury. A luxury superyacht capsized and sank in bad weather off Sicily this morning. Officials there say they found one body. Six people are still missing, including two Americans. A one-year-old child is among the 15 rescued. S&P futures are up 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The political spotlight shines on Southeast Wisconsin as J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, campaigns in Kenosha. Vice President Kamala Harris rallies in Milwaukee. The events tomorrow comes as the DNC kicks off today in Chicago. Lake Michigan waters in Racine and Kenosha counties are under caution. A beach hazards statement warning about 3 to 6 foot waves is in effect through tomorrow. A Root River bridge in Racine County will be closed temporarily Wednesday. The closure on 38 will affect the stretch from MM to Rapids Drive. The Racine Unified School Board will vote today on amendments to a property transfer agreement with the city of Racine. The proposed changes would delay the transfer of Red Apple Elementary, allowing more time for the construction of a new Red Apple. And a Racine native and World War II hero will be laid to rest with full military honors in September. The remains of Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie were recently recovered, and the public is invited to attend the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery September 27th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him and his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
And timeless hits right here at WRJN. And the worst news, Phil Donahue died. And just releasing that now, 88 years old. He was, remember the Phil Donahue show from 1967, 1996?
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh,
Local news, timeless hits. Tell a friend about WRJN. Jim Croce, Bad Bad, Leroy Brown, and just announced this morning, Phil Donahue has passed away, 88 years old. He just got honored with a congressional medal earlier this year, actually put on him by President Joe Biden. But just a quick glance at Phil Donahue.
Always been a little hungry. We've never taken anything for granted.
One of the problems that we have with America today.
All righty, just a tinge of his show, because, you know, I know you're here for timeless hits and but yeah, Phil Donahue, long before Oprah, long before any of these really good daytime talk shows, he was the granddad. He's the one that really made these kind of shows hugely popular. There were great shows, television shows at night, talk show hosts, of course, Johnny Carson being like, oh my goodness, but he was too, Phil Donahue of the daytime, and even more surprising, started out in Dayton, Ohio. That show aired from Dayton for a long, long time before he moved into Chicago there. Married Marlo Thomas, who was a huge actress, that girl from the 60s. Her dad, of course, was a huge philanthropist. He, you know, doing St. Jude's Hospital. Oh, my goodness. So he had quite the marriage, married to her for over 40 years, met on his show. But again, Phil Donahue passed away. They just announced it this morning at age 88.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Another Saturday night, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Finn. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. Sing another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got.
Cat Stevens also had a huge hit with the Sam Cooke song, Another Saturday Night, on WRJN Local News. Timeless, since we got the news coming up. We've got the Wisconsin National News. Stuart J. Waddles, just minutes away right now. It's the Grassroots on WRJN.
to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. The Beatles and I Feel Fine. Before we go on the news, the top sports story would be Simone Biles, our Olympic medal woman, who's just, oh my God, her performance was unbelievable. She's just, she's the real deal. Went to support her husband last night at the Bears game wearing a Packers coat. You know, it's chilly, you know, chilly down in the Bears, you know, in the Bears neck of the woods here. And she was cold. And the only thing that she owned on her was a Green Bay coat. Not so much, you know, the Green Bay colors, but like if you saw a close up of the coat, it has different football stars from Green Bay's era, you know, the Packers era. And I thought the coat was beautiful. But of course, I am a Packer fan. The Bears, not so much. Nonetheless, they beat the Cincinnati Bengals 27-3. And of course, Biles, never mind. Who does that? Who is so out of touch? You wear Green Bay Packer coat at the Bears game. But the Bears and does some own anyway. We now join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The eyes of the political world are on Chicago, but politicos here are watching Wisconsin. Jessica Taylor of the Cook Political Report speaking to WISN-TV's Up Front.
Wisconsin's been the tipping point state in the Electoral College for the past two election cycles. And, you know, we used to think of like Ohio or Florida as the ultimate swing state. It really might be Wisconsin now.
Taylor says she's watching if Wisconsin voters split their tickets for president and U.S. Senate. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table when the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday and Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by six, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A land swap is something on a Racine agenda today. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on amendments to a property transfer agreement with the city of Racine. The changes would delay the transfer of Red Apple Elementary to the city. That would allow more time for construction of a new Red Apple at a different site. It's believed Harris and Waltz will watch the DNC in Chicago from Milwaukee tomorrow night. Reporter A.J. Biaport reports that the Democratic ticket will speak at the Fiserv Forum early in the evening, then will stay at the stadium to watch the headline speakers in Chicago, consisting of former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. GOP Vice Presidential hopeful J.D. Vance has an event tomorrow afternoon at the courthouse in Kenosha County. A Racine native and World War II hero will be laid to rest in September. The remains of Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie were only recently recovered and identified. Bodie, a tail gunner, was just 20 years old when he made the ultimate sacrifice. The ceremony with full military honors will be held September 27th. That's 80 years after being shot down in Europe. The public is invited to attend the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery. And the car that came out alive of the Kenosha County Fair Demo Derby has a cop motor, cop tires, and cop shocks. Deputy Jacobs of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department emerged victorious in the demolition derby, the first time an old squad took part. The car, which survived a number of hard hits during the event, will now be donated to Wilmot Union High School students. They'll restore it and use it for future derbies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 74. And I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Lonely lovers free. so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Occasional weather, beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous day, but don't be deceived by the fact that it's 72 degrees out there. We do have a beach advisory for a moderate risk of riptides and for dangerous waves until later tonight.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms
I'm the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, hit that song now. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Timeless is right here at WRJN. Tell a friend. Love and Spoonful, Summer in the City. Paul Harvey back on the air. I, you know, forgot when he passed away. I remember thinking, oh no, you know, he was one of those guys that no matter how old he got, and no matter, you see pictures and he looked really, really old, but he was always ageless. And one of my favorite from him, this show used to run Monday through Fridays in the afternoons, usually around 5 o'clock at night. The rest of the story. It now airs here on WRJN on Don Rosen's show in the morning at 7:25, and then again on my show at 12:05, just after the noon news, right here on WRJN.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Our southern border isn't chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. Let them say your hair's too long.
News and Timeless is right here on WRJN. Stuart J. Waddle's coming up with local news. Mike Clemens with sports and CBS National News is minutes away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Democratic National Convention begins in Chicago today. California State